few minutes ago, we heard one of the prophet Ezekiel's many visions. He was suddenly taken to the valley of dry bones. To whom did he tell his vision? He told it out to a destroyed people. In brutal fact, all the people he was addressing, all the remaining children of Israel, had been overwhelmed in war. Their cities and defenses were wholly blasted. Those who survived had almost all been deported to the alien land of their enemy, where they would live a tenuous existence before being wholly digested by the pagan culture that dominated them, and thereby lose forever their relationship as the people of the one God. The exiles had no resources at all. No king, no leaders, no functioning priests, no temple, no warriors, no land, no home. Well, there was one resource they did have. They had a few prophets. Ezekiel was one of them, and perhaps the strangest of them all. In this vision, he tells them and us he was taken to a valley filled with dry bones. The bones were the scattered remains of all the slain of Israel. Nothing left but bare, disjointed bones. It was a powerful symbol of their absolute hopelessness and helplessness. There is no possibility at all in dry bones, not then, not now. It is an absolute end. But that was to leave God out of account. God asked Ezekiel, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And he said humbly, "Lord, you know." And because God is God and loves his people endlessly, something did happen. Resurrection happened. The bones started to click together. As the song we all know goes, the shin bone connected to the thigh bone. Flesh and sinews and skin covered their skeletons. The breath of life moved in their newly restored lungs. They were alive, a great host. The meaning of the vision is clear. Because God is God, the people of God have a future. The one who had given them everything to start with, when God created them as his people, had not lost his love for them or his infinite creative power. In God, the exiles did have a future. In God, they did have a hope. As the hymn sings, "New life, new hope awakes for all who own his sway. Freedom or bondage breaks, and night is turned to day." And the fact is that alone among all the peoples of the ancient Middle East, Jews are still Jews. No other ancient people from that part of the world has survived. The Jews are God's people to this day. Resurrection happens. Because God is God, God the life giver, because God's creative love is never exhausted. It cannot be limited. So it was for the women who came to Jesus' tomb. Their hopes were dead. The healing and new life that Jesus had once given to Mary Magdalene had meant everything to her. Her healing by Jesus had been a sign of what awaited all people in Jesus, freedom from shame, infinite life in God's kingdom. But Jesus had just been crucified. His body was nothing but a dead corpse. Mary's hope, Mary's new life, was as dead as her Lord. All she and the others could do is go back to the old ways, the ancestral pieties they had once followed, perhaps coming to the tomb to anoint the dead body of the one who had once been their hope. But what they encountered at the tomb was not death. It was life out of death, life. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." And then suddenly Jesus met them, greeted them, and sent them out to tell his disciples to meet him, their living Lord. Not only was the one who was their life himself alive, but he called those women to go out as the first apostles, bearing the angel's astounding message to their comrades. Mary Magdalene suddenly did have all that she had lost: new life, new possibility, new mission. The women did have more than a hope, because they encountered Jesus alive in glory. The kingdom of God was dawning right then, dawning in them and around them. And so it is now. Right now, we are mired in the old world of violence, would-be tyranny, grinding oppression. What can we make of the hope that so many once had in our country? What has happened to the vision of freedom and peace that, for all the sins of our nation, never wholly vanished? Has evil finally won? I stand with you in the valley of dry bones. But there is a greater reality than death. There is a God who infinitely gives life. Jesus is not just another dead revolutionary, however noble. Jesus is alive, the word and wisdom of God in our living flesh now. We may have no hope in anything we see around us or in us, but there is hope in him. Hope for all people and all peoples, whatever their situation. God's love is stronger than death. It is stronger than evil. And we can live in that life-giving love. And like Mary Magdalene, live it out. Bear witness to it. How will God's life work out for our country and our world in our day? I may not live to see the full end of that story. Or then again, I may. Because God's love is infinitely creative, infinitely life-giving. Mortal, can these bones live? Because God is God, there is an answer. Yes. Even for us, even this night. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.